Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Amaya. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I need to file a new unemployment claim.
Okay, I can help you with that. What's your social?
It's 417-432-5590.
Verify your first and last name and your date of birth.
Ashley Dodd. Date of birth 06/28/1994.
Okay, and I'm going to start your application today. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you disabled?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Okay, and do you have an Alabama driver license?
I have a state-issued ID.
That's fine. Can you provide me that ID number?
It's I-047049.
And if you are approved for benefits, do you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checkings or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card?
It would be a direct deposit.
Okay, and is this a traditional bank that you can walk into?
I'm sorry?
Is this a traditional bank you can walk into?
No.
It's not?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so would you like the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card then?
That's fine, love.
Okay. And the prepaid benefits card would take an additional 5 through 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payment.
Okay.
Okay. Can you provide me your mailing address?
It's 3831 8th Avenue,
mm-hmm.
And it's Brighton, B-R-I-G-H-T-O-N, Alabama, and it's zip code 35020. 35020.
Okay. And that was 35020.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and let me get that city. How do you spell that city you stay in?
It's BRIZHTON.
And has your address changed in the last year?
Yes, ma'am.
It has changed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you received mail here, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and your phone number, ma'am?
Area code 256-861.
4-5-0. What's your email address, ma'am?
It's
M-I-Z-Z. Say that again.
It's M-I-Z-Z.
D-E?
Ashley. It's M-I-Z-Z. Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y. At mail.com.
At mil?
M-A-I-L, mail.com.
Okay, and that was Miss Ashley at mail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
MizzAshley@mail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
To verify your mailing address, I have here 3831 8th Avenue, Brighton, Alabama, 35020.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it is necessary to verify your online. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. That first question I have here is, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 159 Longwood Trail, 22525 Ridgewood Drive, 2573 The Meadows, or 336 Burwood Avenue?
336 Burwood Avenue.
Okay, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? Again, 117 Cedar Crest, 1500 Highway 61, 89 Mitchell Lane, or 921 Joanne and Drive?
None of them.
Okay, and which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Montgomery, Hoover, Auburn, or Decatur?
Auburn.
Okay, did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
I'm sorry, I'm not even sure what that is.
So that would be a no then? Okay.
Okay.
And have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, when was the last day you worked, ma'am?
The last day?
Mm-hmm.
Friday.
The 11th?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state within... Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No.
Okay. Since this most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Excuse me, I had to sneeze. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for or received workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a year in hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a date to return back to work?
No.
Your job title description?
Cashier. Well... Yeah, cashier.
Fast food or restaurant?
Fast food, mm-hmm.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yeah.
What's the name of that company?
The name of the company that I worked for?
Yes, last week, Friday.
Subway.
Thank you. Okay, and you said it was Wednesday?
The last day I worked was Friday.
I'm sorry. And the address to this place?
I'm sorry?
The address to the subway?
Give me 1 second. Let me pull it up. Okay, it's 18 Allison Bunnett Memorial Drive.
What city and state?
Chewytown, Alabama.
How do you say
3502.
It?
Huh?
How do you say Chewytown?
It's H-U-E.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Chewytown.
Y? Yeah, Chewytown. And then the zip code was 35023.
Okay, and city and state this work was performed in? Chewytown,
Alabama.
Okay, mm-hmm. When's the first day you started working here?
I think like the third or the fourth.
Of what month?
Of this month.
Okay. Of February, okay. And why are you no longer working here?
Well, I just got a text yesterday saying that they no longer needed my service. So.
Okay. What was there a specific reason?
I didn't get a specific reason.
You didn't? So there was no reason given, basically, right?
Right.
Okay. What's that phone number to the subway?
You
just started working there this year, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's 744-0317, area code 205.
All right. Okay, ma'am, and name the title of person who informed you of your termination.
I can spell it, I can't really pronounce it, but it's BIPAL.
BICLL?
BIPAL.
T?
T as in pony.
Uh-huh.
ALBIPAL.
What is that, vital?
DePaul, I don't know. They're foreigners, so
I'll just say Subway. I don't know.
Okay.
So I received a text saying they didn't have, what did they say again?
They said, thank you for your services, but we no longer need you. And they told me when I could get my check, pick my check up, and that was it.
Okay, and what did you do to try to resolve this problem?
I reached out to her, and I asked her, like, what was going on. She said, something about I took a picture of my hours, and it had everybody else's hours, and that was, like, a breach of privacy or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just like, because I did that before, and I didn't. Why would that be?
Yeah. And it was, and it was like, she also said that basically I was supposed to prep for the next day, which I did, all that was told to me. See, he only communicates with, like, this other lady. I guess she's like the shift lead or whatever. So he only communicates to her. So whatever she doesn't communicate to me, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that was an issue as well.
Okay, and do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withhold for federal income tax? Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withhold for federal income tax?
No.
Okay, I'm going to provide you with a 4-digit PIN. Can you write this down?
Yes, ma'am.
That is 9094.
And what is this for?
You're going to file your weekly certification every week. I'm going to provide you that information in just a second, ma'am.
Okay.
That PIN was 9094. Okay, ma'am. So the phone instruction and telephone numbers are very important. So it normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week.
Okay.
So the unemployment claim, we just finished register you for work. Unemployment claim, we just finished also register you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. So your Career Center application remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. So you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Center systems or log in at, this website is Alabama Works Together with an S.
Alabama Works Together.
Mm-hmm. And then it's going to be a ..
Mm-hmm.
Alabama.gov.
Alabama.gov, okay.
Mm-hmm. And you'll update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. So you must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. So unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and on Saturday. So you must file a weekly certification every week, which is Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m.
So should I go ahead and do one for this week or just wait until next week?
You will file next week, and that number is 1-800. 752-7389.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll make your first weekly certification next Sunday. So you'll file every Sunday, or you can either go online at our web address, and that is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay. Can I ask you something?
Yes,
I'm not sure you'll be able to answer. But, okay, I had filed initially, like, last year, and then it was one for, like, this year. And when I had got the letter back, the guy told me that it was an issue that disqualified me the first time, and that made me automatically be disqualified the second time.
I'm not sure about that.
I was going to say, do you think that issue will be effective with this one as well, or?
No, that wouldn't have nothing to do with this claim, whatever issue that was.
Okay.
Okay, so you will receive a telephone or a letter. You'll receive a call or a letter before a decision on your claim is made. An information booklet will be mailed to you, ma'am. Please read the information carefully. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days, you can call. Please call 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
Ms. Doss, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions today?
No, that's from y'all. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. You take care. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Call Center. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.